Hello, everybody. It's Sunday, the 11th of March, and my name is Chris Ogle, and this is a quick roundup of all the activities that have been going on at Link for Growth over the past week. As you can probably tell from my voice, I've picked up a cold this week, but no surprise, as Otis was sneezing and coughing next to me for most of it. So thanks, Otis, for that little gift. Most welcome, I think. But anyhow, what's happened in the last week at in the Link for Growth developments? Well, on Monday we had the District Leaders First Conference. That was a an event that we put on merely to collect all the district leaders together to go through the Networking with Intent workshop, which is something that we will be delivering out to all the people that are joining up with Link for Growth. And so that took most of the morning, and it was quite an interesting session, as the people in the room were not only looking at the Networking with Intent workshop from their own perspective, but also from how they would in fact be delivering it themselves in their particular districts. We also spent quite a bit of time talking about the importance of districts and how that model is going to work, and actually how to go about building a district, which is, you know, a fairly huge task in its own right. But we went through a lot of that and how the actual products that we've got in the set are going to help us to achieve it. So that was a really good event, and pretty heavy, full day, but I think everybody went away pretty excited that what we're doing is pretty evolutionary, and it's going to take networking, it's going to take business support and business development on to a huge new level, which is fantastic. So watch this space. Right, so what events did we have running last week? Well, we had some great events. We had the Link for Action, the problem solving boardrooms over in Ware on Tuesday. We had three coffee events last week, and the coffee events are a great opportunity for people to actually come in and have a look at what Link for Growth is all about in a really sort of low-key environment. There's no pressure on anybody, you just drop in. But also, and what I use it for is, having met someone at a networking event, then of course it would be really useful to be able to to have a follow-up meeting, and we all arrange one-to-ones after meetings like that. Why not arrange a coffee session? Because not only can you have the one-to-one with the person that you've organised it with, but you can also meet lots of other people who are there at the same time, and also introduce them to lots of other people. At my other coffee event in Watford, I actually had three predefined set up one-to-one appointments, which meant I only had to go to one place and I could have three appointments all in one place. So fantastic use of people's time. So get yourself booked into some networking events, and then you can go along and see them again at the coffee. Fantastic. So we had Peterborough Coffee, we had Watford, and we had Ware, and all of those events were hugely successful. So thanks to Gary Johannes, Clive Mulligan, and Nigel Cook for their support, and obviously they're in those regions, and you know, it's good to see these things starting to take off. Two further breakfast venues have now been confirmed. We've already got the one at Harrow running, but now we've got L Street at the amazing Edgewarebury venue. So that's on the 20th of March, 7:30 in the morning until 9:35. And we've also got the Coach and Horses in Saffron Walden. So both of those events have been restricted to 15 places on the initial launch, so make sure you book in early and get yourself down to those. Why wouldn't you want to be involved in the historic launch of those events? So get booking in there. Another exciting week this week, 25 confirmed for coffee over at Harrow this week, but I suspect there's going to be at least 30 there. It's going to be huge, so get involved. And here's the thing, remember, you already are part of the business community, so why pay annual membership fees? Interesting question. Anyway, that's just a wrap up for this week. I'll be back again next week to give you another update on the expansion and growth of what we're doing here at Link for Growth. So that's me over and out. Catch you later.